Oh, Lord. They don't know how to play football.
Well, that's for certain.
And got some pretty girls.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Or was even associated with that. But we used to hustle them anyway.
Still,
I never did. The other guy.
Yeah, right.
For the big kids, don't you?
Yeah. I was a real dedicated student.
Right.
I raced motorcycles at the fairgrounds, played baseball.
Well, I think house. We left off the house, and I was asking you what room this was.
To kill a dog.
Apparently the rough, rough room.
Dummy. Hey. Dummy.
Your parrot is very well behaved, by the way.
Don't bet on that.
Yeah, he'll start it here.
This is the kitchen. This is where it all happens.
What about that room? What's that room there?
That is, I guess you can call that bedroom. Mm-hmm. Living room. Den. We only have two rooms here. Well, plus the bathroom. We have a bathroom. But we haven't had that forever. Uh-huh. This came about this year, in fact.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We had one of the two holders out back.
You probably have a lot of fences outside that you can sit on, right? What kind of fence is that that you can sit on?
Barbed wire.
And I know better than that.
What kind of fence?
Yeah, is it?
Sit on horses. We don't sit on fences. I mean, we got picket fences. There's some on the boat. We're building them.
What about the ones made out of iron? Is there a name for those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's called pipe corrals.
Pipe corrals? Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Not the fences, but the corrals.
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah. Well, the fence.
But you said fences.
There's a word for the fence, but, you know, it's made out of pipes, so it's a pipe fence, basically.
Well, yeah, I could. We don't have any corral.
Okay.
Our fences are mm-hmm. But you can set it
up. You won't try it.
No.
You sure can tickle out of that.
What other kinds of houses do they build out in this area? No houses, basically. But, you know, I mean, what houses have you seen in El Paso, basically?
Style?
Yeah, styles of houses.
Oh, we have a lot of Spanish style here. It's a multi-culture community. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of Spanish architecture.
How about, let's see, do you have a fireplace?
Here?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you call what the smoke goes up?
The chimney?
Mm-hmm. What's the part out in front where you might sit?
The hearth?
Yeah, and what about above you have something that you can put?
Mantle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't have that.
You don't have a mantle?
No.
How about, what do the logs sit on in the fireplace? Usually there's something that holds them up. Maybe it has like two things that come up like that and have balls on the top of them. What are those called?
Come
look
here, great.
Let's see.
Not that we have a lot of use for fires and
I guess log holders. I don't know.
Log holders, that's good. Log holders. What do you call the log, the big log that's about that big? It's not a fire, is there a name for that?
Yeah, big log.
Okay. How about little pieces?
Kids.
Okay, how about what do you call the black stuff in the chimney that needs to be cleaned out?
Soot.
Okay, how about the stuff that's left over after a fire?
Ashes.
Okay. Where would you hang your coat?
You talk about in the house?
Yeah, in the house.
In the house.
Usually, yeah. Where do you hang a coat or clothes or whatever?
Well, you know, in my coat I hang on the back of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
But the clothes I put in the closet.
Okay. If you had a storage space above your house, what would you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a room in your house where you put things you aren't using?